Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets today and they will discuss a letter to be sent to the Planning Commission reminding them that they are an advisory board and not a decision-making body. The board will discuss a draft letter that the Commission complete its review of the draft medical marijuana ordinance and have its recommendations ready for the supervisors at the end of the Planning Commission's June 19th meeting. The letter takes the Planning Commission to task for a lack of progress on the county land use marijuana ordinance and for discussions related to amending the work done by county planning staff. The letter goes on to point out that the Planning Commission is expected to provide recommendations and not final decisions regarding the ordinance. The Sheriff's Office is investigating a burglary at a building owned by the Harbor District in Fields Landing. Deputies found that forced entry had been made into the building, which housed equipment used by the Sea Scouts, a group affiliated with the Boy Scouts. The thieves stole a green two-person canoe, an orange two-person kayak, two paddles, a 15-horsepower motor, and an inflatable raft. The theft happened within the past 2 weeks, the last time the Sea Scouts were in the building. It appears the thieves moved the stolen goods through a roll-up door once they made entry. The value of the stolen items are estimated at $1,500. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. A child left in a car leads to arrests. Dave Silverbrand has more.
Three adults have been arrested on drug and child endangerment charges after an 18-month-old infant was rescued from a sun-baked car in Garberville this weekend. A passerby discovered the parked car at Redway Beach in Garberville Saturday, where outside temperature was 85 degrees. The 25-year-old woman who called police said she had found the baby crying in the hot car and took it out, fevered and sweating. Police found 18-year-old Corinne Kennedy of Lolita in the car, sleeping. She didn't respond to voice commands, and police say she appeared to be under the influence of drugs. Two others in the river said someone was watching the baby for them, and so police then arrested them, one woman, Devin Davis, on drug and child endangerment charges, and they've also arrested a man, Joshua Overholt, on drug possession charges. The infant was taken by Child Protective Services.
A man has died in custody at the Humboldt County Jail, and authorities are trying to find out why. The 42-year-old man had been arrested by Eureka Police Friday afternoon. After being medically cleared, he was put in a holding cell until he could sober up. According to the sheriff's office, a correctional officer noticed that the man was unresponsive, and medical personnel began to immediately administer CPR. The man did not respond, and he was taken by ambulance to the hospital, where he was pronounced dead. An autopsy is scheduled for later this week to determine the cause of death. Identification is being withheld until notification of next of kin. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Sheriff's deputies arrested 18-year-old McKinleyville resident Luis Manuel Salinas Gonzalez on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon following a violent altercation at the 76 gas station on Central Avenue in McKinleyville on Saturday night. Witnesses identified Gonzalez as the man who stabbed a 17-year-old victim after the two were involved in an altercation. Gonzalez allegedly left the station after an initial altercation with the victim and returned with family members as well as a folding knife. He and the victim then got into a fight, and the victim was left bleeding from a stab wound to the chest. Deputy saw Gonzalez leaving the scene with three other people and initiated a traffic stop. The knife was found on Gonzalez, and he was arrested and booked into county jail. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a fight between two groups of men on Anderson Road in McKinleyville on Sunday. When deputies reached the scene, they contacted a witness, neighbor to the residence where the fight took place, and he said a group of men armed with baseball bats and an axe handle, along with a golf club, fought with two other men. The cause of the fight appears to revolve around a stolen motorcycle, and it began when a 24-year-old man, who suffered a skull fracture, and his brother spotted another man who they believe had stolen a motorcycle from them. They confronted the man, who ran into a residence and then emerged with several others, and the fight broke out. Deputies contacted the injured man at Mad River Hospital, where he was being treated. He was later flown to an out-of-area hospital for treatment. No arrests have been made, and the investigation into the incident is ongoing. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.